the moonlight. I can see your smiling face. And I long once more for your embrace. And that beautiful Kentucky
Somebody has got to follow that act right there, and I don't know who it's going to be. No, I'll tell you what now. Right now, I see a gentleman standing over here beside our stage. And you know, this is his first time here at Dale Fest. And I'd like to say that when I... Now wait. I got a lot to tell you about this guy. He's been a member of the Grand Ole Opry since the early 80s. And when I moved to Nashville, of course, I've known this gentleman since way back in the late 60s, maybe. And I used to play festivals with him, and he used to work for a guy by the name of Ralph Stanley. Did you ever hear that guy? I figured you had. And anyway, I moved to Nashville, and he called me up one day, and he said, "I'm starting my own record company. I would like for you to, I'd like to meet with you and see if you would like to record on my label." And I said, "Well, I think I probably would." So I was recording for Rounder Records at the time, but I wasn't ready to record anything. But I talked to him, and he signed me up, and he had a couple of labels at that time. But I would like for him to come out here and sing one with me, and I wish you'd make welcome Mr. Ricky Skaggs.
Well, howdy, everybody. Well, you're drawing them today, Dale. This is a real fester. Yeah, it is. You should have got Melvin and Ray up here.
Ricky, this is better than Fincastle, Virginia.
That's right. It's better than Fincastle. You want to do it in G? Yeah, that sounds good. Well, really great to hear Dale and the boys. I love them. They've been my favorites for so long, and just so proud to be here. This is our first Dale Fest. Maybe this won't be our last one. Well, we love the old stuff, Dale and I do, and I always love singing this one with him. It's been a while, so Dale, I hope. Does that train know we're trying to do a show? Couldn't you boys interrupted the train service for this? Engineer, Rocky Dan.